It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? A neighbor, I'm glad we can be together again today. Do you see this model that I brought? This model van. I think I better put it down here on the floor. That's a great model. I brought that model van and a model wheelchair. Now, if you used a wheelchair like this, how do you suppose you could get into a van like this? Well, first of all, we'd have to open the doors. But then you'd bring the wheelchair to here. And you'd have to have something that would raise the wheelchair up so that it could go inside. You know, something like an elevator or a lift. Well, I have some neighbors who know how to put lifts in buses and vans. And I have a friend who's supposed to pick up his family van with the lift in it today. So I thought we could go meet those people and you could see about vans and lifts yourself. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today, you and I. Let's go right away. Day.
Hi, Fred.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Mr. Dave Knaus.
Hi.
Is this Ben's van?
No, we're just starting to put this lift in now.
Oh, so this is another one.
Yes, it is, and you can see that the guys are measuring it, and they're actually going to drill it and bolt the lift into place. But it does take almost all day to put that in.
Takes a whole day to put
it in? Yes, just about. Now, if you'd like to, I can take you over to Ben's van and actually show you how everything works.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Come on, let's go.
All right. Is this Ben's van?
Yes, it is.
It's lovely.
And it's all set up on a remote control.
Oh.
So all we have to do is hit the button for out, and the platform will come out and stop level with the floor of the van. And then we hit the lower button, and then the platform will drop down and stop on the ground.
Isn't that wonderful?
Just like that.
Boy, would I like to try to go up in that.
Yeah, actually, we have a shop chair here. Would you like to try that?
I would.
Sure. Here you go. Have a seat in this.
Oh, thanks.
Let me roll you on here. Okay, and then we have, there's a button right here to run the platform up, so why don't you just pull up on that?
This one?
Yes.
Go.
Okay, and I'm gonna roll you in. I'll make sure you duck when you go through so you don't hit your head.
Okay. You were inside.
Oh yeah, we get inside real fast. I'm gonna turn you around and put you in place here. And then we should lock our chair in place and lock the other side. There. And then we use these tie-downs right here, and they'll go around the four points of the chair.
Oh, they go around here.
Right here. And then we have a seat belt, which is right here. And then that'll clip right to that.
Everything's safe.
Absolutely. Ready to go.
Wow. What an excellent thing that you do here. This is superb. Now, you just installed this for Ben and his family, I guess. Could I go down?
Absolutely. Let's unlock your chair. The other side.
So much to remember.
And duck your head when you go through. And just hit the button down outside.
This one?
Yes.
And down we go. Dave, this is wonderful. That is just superb. Hey, there's Ben.
Hi, Greg.
Hello, Ben. I'm so glad to see you. Come on in, close to your van.
How are you today?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Good.
I'd like you and your mom, Kathy, to know my television neighbor.
Hi.
Ben and Kathy. Take a look at the good work that Dave has done for you here.
Yeah, he has. He's done a wonderful job.
I'll say. You want to try the lift?
Sure.
Maybe you could give some direction here, Dave.
Yeah, come on. Oh, that's looking real good. Let's go straight back. Straight back. That's it. Okay.
There you are.
That's good. Stop right there.
That's good. Now, before you go up, could I ask you something?
Yeah.
I think my television neighbors would be interested to know why you need to use a wheelchair.
Because when I was 1 year old, I got disabled and I needed to use a wheelchair.
Oh, and look how well you use it. And look how many friends you have.
Yeah.
How about it?
Yes, a lot of friends.
Do you want to try this new lift of yours?
Sure.
Good. He already knew that the button was there. I guess
he did. Yeah. He's pretty sharp. Oh, this is the remote to control everything for you. You can open and close the doors, run the lift in and out, and pull the platform.
Okay, now what do I do?
Now, your mom's going to come in, and she's going to give you a hand.
Oh, okay.
Back in it.
Okay.
Okay, Ben, come on back. Duck your head.
In you go. How's it feel in there?
It feels great.
Good.
Friend.
There goes the seat belt. I know you all have things to do. Where are you planning to go now?
We're off to a basketball game.
Basketball game. Oh, I hope that goes well. And I just wanted to say come to my place anytime, Ben and Kathy.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
And you, Dave. Thanks very much for showing
us
your good work here. Bye-bye.
Kathy and Ben, let me come inside and let me show you how everything works.
Come on back to my place. The lift. The chair goes in, around. Ben seemed really pleased. Did you hear him say, "It feels great"? Now, Ben and his mom are probably at the basketball game already. I'd like to show you something else. Do you know what what puppet this is? This is Dr. Bill Platypus. He always says, Bill, Bill, when he means very, very. So if he thinks it's a very, very beautiful day, he'll say, it's a Bill, Bill, beautiful day. I like Dr. Bill. Another one that I like is Grandpère. He speaks French. Vous et moi ensemble. Yes, you and I together. Chantons notre chanson. Let's sing our song. All right, vous et moi ensemble. Let's sing a song, just you and I. Vous et moi ensemble. If you don't think you can, just try. Vous et moi ensemble. Bonjour ami, comment ça va? Très bien, merci. Et vous comme moi? Hello, my friend, and how are you? I'm very well. I hope you are too. Let's sing a song, just you and I. Vous et moi ensemble. If you don't think you can, just try. Vous et moi ensemble. Very good, grand-père. Merci. Je vous en prie. Let's have some make-believe, okay? I'll get the trolley. There you are, trolley. Let's have some make-believe about a wheelchair and grand-père and Dr. Bill and the others in the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready, trolley? We'd like to pretend that you take us to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Trolley, I presume? Oh, I'm fine, thank you. And what is your business today? Just passing through, you say? Well, I give you my royal greeting. Oh, thank you, trolley. And incidentally, if you see Mayor Maggie, kindly tell her that I'll be waiting right here for her. Yeah, very good. Very good, trolley. Farewell. Oh, it's a particularly beautiful day in this neighborhood of make-believe. I think I shall sing a big word song. Propel, propel, propel your craft gently down liquid solution. Ecstatically, 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 ecstatically. Existence is but an illusion. Oh, Mayor Maggie, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Are you feeling all right?
Oh, yes.
Don't get too close.
What's the matter, King Friday?
Well, you arrived.
Yes, I arrived, and right on time, I believe.
On time, yes, but not your usual...
Not my usual frantic pace.
Not your usual way of getting here, Mayor Maggie.
Oh, you mean the wheelchair.
Yes, of course I mean the wheelchair. Why do you have it?
I borrowed it from a friend.
Do you need it?
Well, frankly, I was tired and... My friend let me use it so I could get here on time.
And now you plan to infect everyone else with whatever you've caught from that chair?
Oh, King Friday, that's not how...
Not so close. I trust that you will secure a clean bill of health from our neighborhood doctor, Bill Platypus. With that, you may return for our meeting.
But King Friday...
No buts about it. Farewell, Mayor Maggie.
Now, that's ridiculous. I never heard of such a silly thing. A clean bill of health. Oh, I'll just go ask Dr. Bill about it.
Mm-hmm. splendid moving chair you have, Mary Maggie.
It belongs to a friend of mine.
Well, it goes so smoothly.
Yes. Mrs. Platypus, is Dr. Bill here?
Oh, no, but he should be in his tower office in just a few minutes. If it's an emergency, I can page him.
Oh, no, don't bother. I just need him to give me a clean bill of health.
Oh, aren't you not feeling well?
I'm fine. It's King Friday.
King Friday? Is he sick?
Frankly, he thinks I may have caught something from this wheelchair.
Oh, that's really silly. You know you can't catch something from any kind of a chair.
I know that, and you know that, but King Friday still insists I get a clean bill of health from Dr. Bill before I can meet with him.
Well, I'll call the tower office and leave word you'll be coming over.
Oh, thank you, Elsie Jean. Some people have strange ideas, don't they?
Oh, I'll say. Well, see you later, dear.
Okay. Incidentally, your garden is beautiful.
Oh, well, take whatever you'd like, dear. Especially if it's all freshly grown.
Well, this carrot looks mighty good.
That's yours.
Thanks again, Elsie Jean.
Anytime.
You drive that chair very well.
Thanks. It's fine for everyone except King Friday.
Oh, what's his trouble?
I think he's afraid people can catch something just by being close to someone in a wheelchair. It's not true. Anyway, would you come with me over to Dr. Bill's office so he can give me a clean bill of health?
Oh, sure. May I try the chair?
Of course.
Thanks. How does it work?
Well, this moves it forward.
This control?
Mm-hmm. And backward.
Forward?
Then backward. And side.
Oh.
And then this side.
Let's go to the tower.
Okay.
Dr. Bill?
Oh. Hello, bonjour. Bonjour, Mère Maggie et Monsieur Haber.
Bonjour, grand-père.
Vous cherchez Dr. Bill?
Oui.
Alors, il arrive tout de suite.
Tout de suite?
Right away.
Right away.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Tout de suite.
Right away.
Oh, Mayor Maggie and Mr. Haber. Well,
hello, Dr. Bill.
Greetings, greetings. And do you both need a clean bill of health?
Actually, it's just King Friday who needs it.
Well, never mind. Just stick out your tongues and say, ah.
Ah.
And you're both feeling fine?
Never felt better.
Well, then I'd say you're both Bill healthy, and I'll get your clean bill of health.
Oh, that was easy,
good.
Huh?
Fast.
Yeah, I like that.
Very good.
That's not bad at all.
Now.
Oh.
Yes, and I'd suggest that King Friday read it aloud. Now I must go back to my sick patients.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Bill.
Bill, welcome, and goodbye.
There's King Friday now.
Mayor Maggie, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Where is your wheelchair?
Oh, my associate, Mayor Haber, is using it, sire.
Aha. Neighbor Haber will need a clean bill of health also.
Actually, Dr. Bill examined us both together.
And?
And gave us a clean bill of health.
And where is it?
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Bill thought it would be wise if you would read it out loud, King Friday.
I see. It says, Bill of Health. Oh, this is Dr. Bill's writing back here. Yes. It says, after having examined Mayor Maggie and neighbor Aber at my tower office, I, Dr. Bill Platypus, declare that they both are entitled to clean bills of health. Very good. Of course, touching a wheelchair could never make anybody sick anyway, and those who think so are unfortunately superstitious. Huff. Enough! Enough! Farewell, neighbor Aber.
Farewell, King Friday.
Mayor Maggie, you may enter the castle for our meeting. There will be no more discussion of chairs.
See you later in Westwood.
Okay. Want me to take the chair back to our friend?
Yes, please. I've learned a lot with it today.
Learn something old every day, don't we?
We certainly do.
Mayor Maggie?
Coming, King Friday.
King Friday was afraid of that wheelchair, wasn't he? Well, he found out from Dr. Bill that touching a wheelchair can't make anybody sick. And that's important for him to know. It surely is. It's important for all of us to know. There you are, fish. There are lots of important things to know, aren't there? I know I like people to tell me important things. I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told. Ooh, there's someone at the door. Let's see who that is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely.
I finally found it at the library.
Look, look, look.
It's a popular book.
Oh, I'd like to see it. Do you have time to watch with me?
I'll take the time.
Watch this book.
All righty.
Look at the book. Let's sit right here and look at it. Look, look, look. Well, what's that?
Well, it's part of a picture. Turn the page.
Turn the page. Oh, it's a collie dog.
Mm-hmm. Turn the page again.
And what do you see? Oh, a dog with his friend. What's this over here?
Well, it's something you use to make sweaters.
Oh, is that yarn?
It is.
Isn't this great? And then does it show it over here?
Yes.
Oh, it shows the yarn with the kitty. What about here?
Well,
it looks like skin or something.
Well, you're close. Turn the page and you'll see.
Oh, an elephant's tail. Is that a baby elephant?
It's a baby elephant. There it is. And if you look closely, you'll see the leg of its mother.
One of its parents there, mm-hmm. huh? Hmm. Lovely. What in the world is this?
Well, this one fooled me. I couldn't tell what it was. So turn the page and you'll see.
Oh. Isn't that a beautiful rose?
It certainly is.
And there's someone taking time to smell that rose. Mm-hmm.
Now this you use to make music.
Looks like some strings.
It's strange, you're close.
Ah.
A guitar.
Man playing the guitar?
That's right. Now, this next one, I thought it was a cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe?
That's what it looked like to me, but you'll see.
Oh, it's a lamb.
That's right.
Beautiful lamb.
And there's the lamb with one of its parents.
Hmm, soft.
Now, I bet you know what that one is.
That looks like a pumpkin. It is.
You're right. Now one more. And the pumpkin becomes
Jack-o'-lantern. This is a great book, Mr. McFeely. Thank you very much for it.
Well, it's a popular book. I'm getting it back to the library.
Oh, they'll need it there.
So I'll just say speedy delivery.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely. Give my best to everybody at the library.
I'll do that today.
Good day to you. I'm always glad to be with Mr. McFeely. And I'm always glad to be with you. Do you realize that we human beings are all different? And yet there are some things about us that are so much the same. We're all born and we grow and we change and we become people whom others can love. You're a neighbor whom I like to love. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have things we talk about, don't we? You and I. You know, you always make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being yourself. You're the only person like you in this whole world, and people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.